RFK Jr., we've created a sick care system rather than a health care system. By Hannah Knudsen on May 12, 2025. The U.S. has created a sick care system rather than a health care system. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said during a recent interview. Speaking to Fox News's Brett Byer while flanked by other health officials, Kennedy said the goal is to create a healthy country which operates on evidence-based science. To have gold standard, replicable science, and use that to challenge what we have, this kind of bedrock system that is destroying our health, which is a complete misalignment of economic incentives and public health, he said, detailing the conversation he had recently with the heads of the biggest pharmaceutical companies. Kennedy said he told them, "I want to live in a place where you can make money by making people healthy. And right now, we're all aligned against each other. This healthcare system in this country is a bundle of perverse incentives that force people to do the wrong thing. And we've turned this country into a sick care system rather than a healthcare system," Kennedy explained. "And all these people are the people who are going to change that," he added. During another portion of the interview, Kennedy highlighted his goal of identifying environmental toxins. "If we are going to protect ourselves against chronic disease, you've got to find out the etiology, the origins of it, the environmental exposures that are causing it, and then we have to eliminate them," he said, noting that they plan to do this in Trump's term. "And that's what we're doing, and we can do it, and we're going to do it, and we're going to do it in 4 years," he vowed. This comes as Kennedy continues to put a focus on the U.S. food supply, tackling artificial dyes and poisonous compounds injected in our food. For too long, some food producers have been feeding Americans petroleum-based chemicals without their knowledge or consent, Kennedy said last month. "These poisonous compounds offer no nutritional benefit and pose real, measurable dangers to our children's health and development. That era is coming to an end," he vowed. That came on the heels of Kennedy joining Food and Drug Administration, FDA, Commissioner Marty Makary in announcing the end of petroleum-based food dyes in the U.S. food supply. Related video, HHS Sec. RFK Jr. and FDA Commissioner Dr. Marty Makary announce federal ban of 8 food dyes. Today, the FDA is taking action to remove petroleum-based food dyes from the U.S. food supply and from medications, Makary said at the time. "For the last 50 years, American children have increasingly been living in a toxic soup of synthetic chemicals. The scientific community has conducted a number of studies raising concerns about the correlation between petroleum-based synthetic dyes and several health conditions, such as attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, obesity, diabetes, insulin resistance, cancer, genomic disruption, GI issues, as I've seen in the hospital, and allergic reactions," he continued. "And upon these calls, some companies are taking action. This week, for example, makers of Jimmy Dean breakfast sandwiches and Hillshire Farm Meats announced they will remove artificial dyes from their foods."